Did you know your unfaithfulness does not cancel God's faithfulness, but it will expose your heart? Here in Romans chapter 3, Paul begins a conversation with an imaginary person, and he's anticipating this question in verse 3. What if some were unfaithful? In other words, what if they were unfaithful to God's word? Does their faithlessness nullify his faithfulness? And Paul's answer is immediate and emphatic: by no means. God's character is not dependent on your consistency. This is both comforting and confronting. It's comforting because your failures do not undo God's promises. If they did, none of us would be able to stand. But it is confronting because your unfaithfulness doesn't weaken God, it reveals you. Listen to what Paul is quoting in Psalm 51, verse 4, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. In other words, God is always right, always just, always true. So when your life contradicts his word, the problem is not with him. We live in a culture that wants to redefine truth based on our personal experiences, but Scripture, it just doesn't bend. Romans chapter 3, verse 4, let God be true though everyone were a liar. God's faithfulness is not an excuse for our sin. It is a call to repentance. So here's how you can pray this with me today. Father, anchor me in your truth and expose any area where my life is out of alignment with your word. And here's two peoples that you can be praying for today: Pablo Munoz and his family, our national changemakers in Chile, and also the Khmer Rouge Life Word broadcast. That's for the people of Tanzania, Congo, and Niger.